Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my buddy Bob Ruta with us from Ruta Foundation Repair. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So, Bob, why don't we start at the beginning? Why don't you tell people a little bit more about what you do so they understand what the concept is?
Okay. So I do a small segment of foundation repair. My focus is on poured concrete foundations that have cracks in them that are leaking water into the basement through those wall cracks. And I do a injection process that puts a material inside the crack all the way to the outside that seals up the crack permanently and stops all the water from coming in. That's it in a nutshell.
Nice.
There are a lot of other details, but that's the idea.
Now, when you say you do this, does it come with some sort of guarantee? Because, you know, I think people often like, well, you know, maybe he can fix the crack, but isn't it just going to leak again next time?
Right. We provide a lifetime guarantee on our work. The materials have been, they've been proven out. And we've got a method down that makes sure that the material gets all the way to the outside of the crack, down into the very bottom of the crack, all the way up to the top of the wall. And the material is hydrophobic. It doesn't allow water to pass through. So as long as we get enough material in the crack, water's not even coming into it anymore.
Nice.
And that, so the thing with the lifetime guarantee is that, one, we'll come back and re-inject it if we have to. And every once in a great while that happens. But it also covers, our lifetime guarantee covers any cleanup costs, if there are, incurred by the owner, or if there are any damages to the house itself as a result of a leak that happens after we treated it. So it's a very thorough guarantee.
I guess it is. So, Bob, what's a good referral for you then?
Well, you know, you might think it would be people with wet basements, but the really good referrals for me, and those are good referrals, the really good referrals for me are people who know about wet basements and or find out about them from the owners. And those typically are realtors before or at the time of the sale, home inspectors. And then there's a whole nother category of basement work called interior perimeter drainage work. Some people refer to it as basement systems or waterproofing systems. These guys do much bigger work, and they often get calls for what I do, and they don't do what I do. And I get calls for what from people who need them, and I don't do what they do. So at this point, I'm trying to hook up with more of those companies because we can give each other work back and forth.
So where are your referrals and your work coming from these days then?
Well, there are three main sources. I get people calling me off the internet doing a Google search on foundation repair. I get calls from, I get referrals, a lot of referrals from realtors, and these are people I've either just met by doing cold calls on realtor offices or at events. Some of the realtor groups in my territory I've attended, and I've gotten to know people that way. And then I also have met a lot of realtors through my BNI chapter, which is another referral organization. And those people introduce me to realtors and to home inspectors. And so that becomes another channel. But and then I also have a person who does interior perimeter drain work, and he gets calls for these because people don't know what's going on. He gets calls and they just have a little crack. And he doesn't want to deal with that. He's looking for the much bigger job.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So he sends
he sends
people my way.
So now, Bob, can you work on every foundation out there?
No. No, there are a lot of older houses in New England. Stone and brick foundations, there are too many paths for my process. That's more of a much more of a water management issue, and that's where the that's one of the places the interior perimeter drainage people come in. And I do some structural work as well on concrete block, but I can't stop water coming through concrete block. So those all get referred out either to excavators or interior perimeter drain people. And I just do primarily the poured concrete foundations.
So now, Bob, what does it take to stop a leak in stone or block foundation then?
Well, those are very porous foundations, and it's really a matter of water management. So it can be anything from putting in a swale on the outside of, you know, in the landscaping that catches most of the water and diverts it around the house. It can be a curtain drain on the uphill side of the house that catches water that's flowing down the hill or off the roof and diverts it. If water is still coming in, then you need an interior perimeter drain of some sort and a sump pump on the inside, and then you manage the water once it's already in and pump it right out.
Awesome. So now, one of the things that impresses me about you is that you utilize technology well. So you don't always have to go to someone's residence. They can send you pictures?
That's right. I would say 2/3 to 3/4 of the jobs I do these days, I haven't been to the house before I get there to fix it. I'll talk to the person. I'll have them text me some pictures. And from that, I can usually tell, is this something I can fix and how much it's going to cost? I figure out it's one of these other issues, and that saves a trip. It means I'm not using gasoline. It means I'm not driving for an hour or an hour and a half for something that isn't something I can take care of. And they don't have to sit there waiting for me for an answer. They get a good solution right away. Now, on bigger jobs where there are a lot of cracks or, you know, it looks like it might be structural if a crack is 1/4 inch or more, or there's some displacement, and I'm going to do some structural work, then I really want to go see it first. I don't like quoting those from pictures. That's a really good way to get in trouble. But for the most part, yeah. I can do a lot of my quotes just over the phone and get things scheduled up pretty quickly.
So, Bob, what do you do if you can't solve someone's problems then?
I refer them on to these other services, to the perimeter drain people or to a landscaper or an excavator in the area. That's it. Sometimes they need an engineering assessment. If there's a lot going on, if there are multiple cracks with a lot of displacement or opening in, say, in one wall, then, you know, I want to get a professional opinion. I want to have an engineer look at it and say, yeah, this is okay. Sometimes people need piering, which is a way of getting support underneath the footing. There's a technology called helical piers. There are a number of companies that do that all over New England, and sometimes I refer people to that, or an engineer will say that's what's needed. So, I'm not a one-stop shop for all things basement. I'm a very focused and specific treatment, and I do it really well.
So now, what's your territory? How far do you drive and from where to where type of thing?
Well, I live in Brattleboro, Vermont, and I cover 10 counties and part of some other ones. So southern Vermont, southern New Hampshire, over to Manchester, Nashua, Concord area, Londonderry, Rockingham. I don't really go over to the coast unless it's for a bigger job. And then in Massachusetts, I go down I-91, down the Connecticut River to the Connecticut line. It's called the Pioneer Valley. And then I also get a lot of work along Route 2, Gardner, Leominster, Fitchburg. I've done some jobs over in Andover even, and down 495 a ways, Clinton. So it's generally within 2 hours of my house unless it's a bigger job. And I'll go further for a larger job, but hour and a half to 2 hours. My average drive is probably an hour, hour and a quarter, easily. There just aren't that many people that live in Brattleboro. So
that's funny. So, Bob, how do people reach out to you? How can they learn more, my friend?
Well, I've got a website, rooterfoundationrepair.com. The trick is spelling rooter correctly. It's R-U-E-T-E-R. But I also have a redirect on reuterfoundationrepair.com that gets them over to my website if they spell it like the news service. So I've tried fighting that battle for a long time, and it's winless. They can call me directly, 802-579-9309. I have some little offices in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. I don't see people at the offices, but I also have New Hampshire and Massachusetts phone numbers. But the Massachusetts one is 413-345-6800. And the New Hampshire one is 603-263-3691. And
awesome.
They can do that. They can go on my website. There's a contact form. You know, they can email me, they can text me. I get a lot of just texts out of the blue. Here's some pictures or a phone call. I'll send you some pictures.
Awesome, Bob. I really appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Thanks for everything you do.
Have a great
really
day.
Appreciate
yep.
it.
Bye now,
you
Bob.
You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Good night.